The next Mishnah, Mila Ime, Kosa Ime, Shlisha Dvorim. Whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach, lo yotzo yedei chivosa, is not yotzo his mitzvah. So pashas yotzo yedei chivosa means what? You're not yotzo at all, do it. You haven't done it yet. You haven't done the mitzvah. That's what pashas means. You haven't performed the mitzvah. Either any one of the three things you have to say. Pesach matamori.
Even though these are
mitzvahs
of eating,
not of saying. No, you have to talk about Pesach. You have to talk about Mas. You have to talk about Mori.
But that's the magic
hakodah. Right. It says the yotzei chavasi. You're not yotzei. Pashas means you're not yotzei at all. That's the pashas. And what are those three things you have to talk about? Pesach matzah mori. Pesach hashum ma. Pesach hashum shepasach hamokrim al botei avisenu b'mitzayim. What do we have to explain? We have to explain the kom pesach is because Hashem was posach. He jumped over. He passed over. That's where the expression "passover" comes from. He passed over on the houses of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Shenema. Like it says in the pasuk, "Amartem zevach pesach." You have to say zevach pesach hu Hashem. Right? You have to say that. You have to say zevach pesach hu Hashem. That's where we learn. You have to speak out. You have to speak out zevach pesach hu Hashem asher pasach al botei avisim. So you pass over. Matzo. Why do we have to explain matzo? Matzo al shum shenigalu. The reason why we eat matzah is because we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, "Vayefes abotzeik asher yitzim Mitzrayim." They bake the botzeik which they took out from Mitzrayim. So you see that the matzah is there to represent the geula. To bake the botzeik they went out, they took out from Mitzrayim. Can we say by any chance? See, in some of the Rishonim they quote a few more words, not just Vayeda Dvotik Vayeshim Mitzrayim, but no, that's not the words I wanted. Somebody said base. They were driven out from Mitzrayim, and they couldn't delay. They can't say that after them, and they didn't make themselves also say that. So Rav Yishen quote these words of Loyochlu Islamir, that the point of leaving, of taking the matzahs, was to show how quickly we left. We didn't wait till it became high and risen. Rather, we had to quickly get out of it. The question which the Yishenim ask is, is this a chometz? It's Pesach. Is this a chometz? So that's why it didn't get risen, not because they were driven out from Mitzrayim. What's the apostle saying below Yochlu Islamea? It's the Chomet. They weren't allowed to have Chomet. I'm telling Seder on Pesach Mitzrayim that it's the Chomet for the first day. Not for 7 days, but for the first day it's the Chomet.
We say really there's two beginnings of Matzah. There's Matzah with Nechazos, which is the bits and not to let it be Chomet. And then there's Matzah of Afrikazos, and we really have both. We use the Chomet afterwards.
I'm asking a question on the Pesach. What's the Pesach saying that the reason why it wasn't Chomet is he goes from Mitzrayim lo yochlu Islamea? That's why we didn't have chametz when we left Mitzrayim. That's not true. The reason why, but there was an Issa chametz.
Right, those were the matzahs that we baked before.
No, there's an Issa chametz for the first day of Pesach.
Now,
so how could they make? How could they let it rise?
Were the Issa chametz in place of the leaving?
Yes. Yes, the Gemara says in the Tzadi Vos, doesn't it? No, that's nice ideas, why people have matzahs, but there was an Issa. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach Zeyos, the Pesach says, the Gemara says, And the Gemara says at the bottom of the Amud that over the salt, the Gemara says the Pesach Mitzrayim ain't chimutz neger leyoyim echod was neig for one day, for the night and the day. That is the chametz. She says the is the chametz. So what's the possible? This is a kasha which we say in our. That means when we eat our matzah on Seder night, what do you tell your kids? Why do you eat this matzah? Rabbi Yisrael, you're quite experienced in Seder night. What do you tell them? Why do you have matzah?
Less
than eight. Why? What do you mean less than eight? Yeah, got pigs on the way. Spicha? You anyway couldn't be allowed to become chametz. You anyway couldn't do it. Because it's the chametz.
We didn't
eat
the
chametz,
didn't we?
We started cooking in the morning. No, it's because we bitter, the machine bitter, embittered the life of our forefathers. Okay, all that is what we have to say on Seder night. And if you have sent in that, and if you didn't say that, you won't need to be a chivasa. The shayla is, the big shayla is, you won't need to walk chayla. Chayvis matzah, chayvis pesa, chayvis mori, or chayvis hagoda. What is the loyalty to be a chivasa? Right? So, that's what this sheet was about. And since yesterday, there's quite a few more mamakrimas, but we'll take that as we come. Start with the Rambam. Vayachi dechivosa. Start the Rambam. Rambam in Chomet Zemato Pegzayin Alokhe. Call me. Shalei Amma Shlishit Vam Eilu Balel Chamisha Osa. Anyone who comes to these 15, these three things on the 15. Vayachi dechivosa. Vayachi dechivosa. He hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Vele in Pesach Matamoy. Pesach Al-Shem. Shepasach Amokim Bo'okwa. Bote Vishim Vishim. So they're quite clear in the Rambam that it's a mitzvah in Sipri Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So the Emek Brocha on the other side, he discusses what we discussed the beginning of the, when we started the idea of Sipri Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So what is the difference between Sipri Yitzchus Mitzrayim and every night we have a chiyuv to mention Yitzchus Mitzrayim? What's the difference? So he starts off with a different question. Yeah, well, he just done a lot of research there. So he starts off with a question. Let's see it through it. Emek Brocha is actually a very geschmacker, lomdish sefer. It was written very nicely. He's in Talmud of Bishgirov, and he explains it very beautifully. So, Omer Velozimen Azai, Hari Anika ben Shirin Shana, Blazachiti, Shetoyma, Yetzis Mitzrayim Balilis. Achidosh ben Zeyron, Shenemel Man, Kizko. So the question is, why are we talking about this story on Seder night? Why are you bringing this story in? That's his question. So your question, how you remember the Velozimen Azai, he missed them, but he hid the brachas, the Mishnah, the fifth bag of brachas. Le'inyan chiyuv zechiras yitzis mitzayim shakolashana regarding the mitzvah of zechiras yitzis mitzayim the whole year long. Or mashai hefzeh the mitzvah tzipu yitzis mitzayim shabedel pesach. Why on earth is it brought in regarding the mitzvah tzipu yitzis mitzayim on Seder night, da'ina b'yashta b'yitzelayla, which we are talking about now tonight? which is a question which we should really ask all our kids when they start saying, why are you bringing this in? What's it got to do with us? The chiyus, it is the time that's a mitzvah every night of the year. What tonight is a different mitzvah. Why is it mentioned here? So he says over like this. Manir, it's going on to second Corinthians. It was made on really two pages. It has a little bit of cut and paste. Manir, Alpimash, Shemati, Mimoy, Revi, Hagayvid, the Brisk Shlita. Who's that? Briskerov, that's the Briskerov. No, I'm sorry. No, he's not. He's not the Briskerov, he lives here in Israel. Time, same school for the Chazmish. Shem Aviv, Moron Hagrach Halevi. Now this is what the Biskov said in the name of his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Shevchol Sono, Vishas HaSeder Shal Pesach, every year, during Seder Pesach, Mevayel Efnei Bei Beisoy, Mahi HaMitzvah Shal Sipis Nitzayim. Rav Chaim would explain to his family, what exactly are we doing on Seder night? Every night of the year you have a mitzvah zechiras yitzis mitzrayim. What's been added this night? Remember this question? That's what we started off when we started the last Mishnah. Manishtana. We started with this question. What is the difference between Sipi is the time and Zechiris is the time? This is what Rav Chaim would say. Shachiluk bin Zechiris Sipo begimel dvoy. There's three differences. Chodo, Shebizchiro, Ein Tzorich, El Hazgir, La'atmoy, Yitzis Mitzrayim. You have to say to yourself, our Sipo, it's not Belacha. You have to say to someone else, Der Sheilo Tshuva. To question and answer. It has to be a question and answer. To ask and say it to someone else. Kedesh Shiva, Oyaki, Shalcha, Vincha, Begat, Levincha, Haben, Shoyal, Vav, Meshe, Vavarino, Hafilo, Levadoi, Shoyal, La'atzmai, Manishtano, Kedesh, Sipo, La'achet. That's the first chiluk. Say the night in the mitzvah, Sipo. To say it in the lesson of question and answer form. Oyt chiluk. Shebeshchia, Ein Tzach El Haskia Yitzia Mimitzrayim Levado. We have to mention Zeicher Yitzis Mitzrayim. Have a Bissipo Tzach Vitzapek Kol Haishtol Shalus Tzach Lahaskol Bignus Olesayim Bishvach. That the difference between Zechira and Sipo, the second difference is Zechira is mentioning and Sipo is just describing where we started and how we ended off. And the other mitzvah, the other chiluk is, "Why didn't you say the mitzvah sipo? The sape taima mitzvah shelo yisalaylo." To explain the reasoning behind the mitzvahs. That's our mishnah now. Ela in Pesach matzamoy. V'chol ve'ikya hamitzvah sipo yitzis mitzrayim. All of this is the ikya hamitzvah of sipo yitzis mitzrayim. So says the Chaim. There's three differences between Sipitzis Mitzrayim and Zechiritzis Mitzrayim. When we learned Menachos Kinnach last time, he discussed all these points and he came out with this conclusion. Because of Chaim, there's three differences. Number one, the first difference is it has to be in question and answer form. That's the first difference. The second difference is we have to explain where we came from. That we came from Oda Avei Dezor. On the rest of the year, we just have to say Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's it. No, but here we have to mention how bad we were. And the third difference is that we have to explain the rationale behind the mitzvah. And that's all included in the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what Chaim told us. Based on the Rambam that we just read before and said, Kol Shalayama Shlishas Vayim Layot Yidichi Vostoy, meaning Kol Zeh Bechlan HaGodah. It's all included in HaGodah. And somebody doesn't speak out. The Mitzvah Pesach, the Mitzvah Moray, and then why we have Pesach, why we have Matzah, why we have Moray, wasn't Yotzeh Mitzvah Sipa Yitzis Mitzrayim. And that's a big difference to the rest of the year. The rest of the year there's no din to explain the Mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moray. On Seder night, part of Sipis in the time is to speak out the din of Pesach Matzah Moray. Rakach Mavah Rambam. That's why I want to prove it from the Rambam. So, Vechei Mavua Lehedya Medjibbe Rambam Pe'ekzana Hiltos Komasa Matzah. So now he's going to prove this point that it's a mitzvah. So if it's in the time, we bring it from the Rambam. The Rambam we just read before. The Zelah Shene, mitzvah Seishal Torah. The Sape Benitzim and Eflois, Shena Savi Shene Benitzai. The mitzvah Seim and Atoyah to pay over the Nisim and Eflois that happened to our fathers in Mitzvah and Belel Tezvah Benitzim. Shenema Zochoy. I mean, I'm to Belel Tezvah, this is all the Rambam. Tamalem and Vagal Televincha. Vachach and Vahramah. Maya mitzvah Shal Tzibur. What's the mitzvah in Tzibur? Because it's all Malach HaBeit. Mitzvah lo idea lebonim. It's a mitzvah for us to tell our children. Shenema Vagal Televincha. So that's the first point that we mentioned. The first point is a mitzvah to stay over to someone, stay over to your child. Vigal Televincha. Vachach and Vahramah. Because the means that if he dies, he shall ban off him and under. Ketzer. Ima you caught any tibish, then you help him out. Ima you are ben God of the Chochon, then he asks the questions and you turn the halachas. The Tzorich is all the Rambam. Tzorich last is Shinui, Kedei Shiyu, Habonim, Yishtalu. The Ima Man Ishtana. Ein oi ben Yishtal Shalosa. Ha Yelavada Yishtal Asma. That's the first point that the Chaim told over. Now, say tonight, the mitzvah is question answer. Saying to someone else, not to yourself, saying to someone else, question answer. Halacha Dalit, so I've asked the beginning of the same Mishvach.
Like my question, it's not just simply like a question, like it's a formal thing.
Yeah, so this Rambam was Manishtana, why are you changing, picking up plates and giving out clothes? So the Tzach Rasa Begnus Hussain Mishterach Ketan Maskul and Sabe Shebitzkila Evitinimi Terach or the form of Kriken. They originally have Ida Vizazah Vizayin Acha Hevel. And they went the wrong way after Hevel, after... I'm not trying to say Hevel. Mitzayim Bidah, Mitzayim Bidah, So Emes, Shekevona, Amokim, Loi, בזילון מן האומויס וגבון על יחודוי וחיימת עשיר ומידיע שעבודי מגיע מנצאים נביאו הסבנס וכל הרוע שגמלנו ומסיים מניסים מנפלו ישנה שלום. So that's the second aspect that we have to do on Seder Nights. The second aspect is we have to mention where we came from, where we're going, where we came to. And then, Anochei, Kol mi shelo yom agim odor me'elu b'pesach le'yotzo yideich vos. So that's the Rambam we have over him. Kol mi shelo yom ha'shlish odor me'elu b'pesach le'yotzo yideich vos. U'mesayim ha'Rambam odor me'elu kulo nikro agodo. Ha'el ha'hedya says, Ibchai, shekol agim u'chiluk me'elu, kulo nechlolin, they're all included in the mitzvah of Agat Zalavincho v'ayoyim ha'u. וכיוון שמצווה צריך לשכבונו, על כן היה מצווה לחווין לא צריך לגימו דברים אלו. So the Chaim is a mitzvah on Tuesday night to have Kavana to be Yitzah, all these three aspects. Mitzvah Sifas Kavana, when you say it, it's the same. You have to think, I want to be Yitzah, the Indian of staying over where we originally came from, where we're going to, staying Velos and Sipo, and these three things it's important to say. So now he wants to answer this question, why he started with, why did we start with Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? The beginning of that God that we start off on Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, and he convinced him to start off. What's it got to do with Seder Night? Why are we starting off with this mission? That mission has got to do with 3, 7, 3, 6, 5, 7, or 3, 5, 4, 7, whatever you want it. Again, every night, why do we start off with Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? So what's the chat? So hey, he wants to say from the Biskirov, he wants to say that to differentiate between the whole year and say we start off with the Belozman of the Eye to say you should know that the whole year there's a dinner of three sisters in Israel. And then what's added this time? And then we say, then we bring in about Avoh Bonim to say no, tonight is mitzvah of Sipur, to stay over to our children. That's one difference. And then we carry on Master Bignus Mitzvah Mishevach to carry on with the second difference, to say where we come from. And then we say, we can bring the to tell us the third difference of Shlisha to earn that. Because the name of Shlisha to earn, we'll see the Yechavah. So Mela, he wants to explain that that is the reason why we start off with the Mishnah of Brachas, which has got to do nothing about Seder, to say over the difference between what's happening every night and what's happening tonight. Every night we just have a mitzvah Tzchiris, the Mantizko, we just have a mitzvah to remember. But tonight we have our Bobonim, we have our Masul Gnos, and we have our Gemila Eimesh Tishas Vorim, and then the Pichok we end up with Halel and Nizor, so we kind of the whole Indian of Tiffur, Tiffur, Tan, so on. Kind of all in your citizens. So what came out from this discussion so far is that the Rambam, like Reb Chaim explained, clearly understands the mitzvah of Reb Gamliel. What Gamliel Hoya Oimer was regarding Sipur Citizen Time. That was his chitta. In Yishonim though, we find many Yishonim say otherwise. There's a story about this. I found some more Malachim since we learned last, and I just want to read them out to you. One second. Here we are. Right, so the first Maramachim we need is on the other side. Tzaitis of the Zayin on that. We have on our Gemara, we have on the other side, as you like. Tzaitis says, it's very power of Tzaitis. Maramachim Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. Kirush. Bamiya. We have to say it. We have to say Pesach Zeon Oichon. But to truly understand the Tzitzis, it's kedai to learn, to read the Psukim of the Torah. So I put that on the sheet over here, we gave out yesterday. The Pesach says like this, you have anything? Yeah. Vayikra Moshe Chol Zikni Yisrael, Vayim Alei Mishko Kulachem Tzoyim. Take the Kron Pesach. This is the Psukim on this sheet. Passes away. Says, "Tum ha'atigim kom petach." The kachim are good as daisy. The tvalim adom ashe b'saf. The kachim are mashke v'stem zuzis. The adom ashe b'saf. V'atem l'seisu ish mifetach b'isad b'ikim. So put the blood on the doorpost and don't leave mifetach b'isad b'ikim. V'av Hashem lingeth v'tzitzay. And Hashem will pass over lingui fes mitzayim v'ra'at adam ala mashkei v'ashtem zuzayit v'posach Hashem ala pesach v'lo'itin ha mashkei z'lovei abitechem lingui. You've probably got the most questions on this posach in the Torah. Is it Hashem or is it a mashkei? Well, what's the story there? V'shmartem et ha'tov ha'zeh v'chok l'chol v'nech ha'dayim v'hoya ki savoy alorez. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, ashi'itin Hashem lachem kaseh diber. And you'll do this avodah. Which avodah? The avodah of the Kol Pesach. Which child is this? This is Rosh's question, right? The Rosh goes, why are you doing this? So which Avodah is he referring to? He's referring to Kom Pesach. V'amaltem Zevach Pesach u'Lashem Asher Posach Abote Yisrael Memitzayim. This is the Zevach Pesach, this is the Kom Pesach. Asher Posach Abote Bnei Yisrael Memitzayim Benog Freyes Mitzayim V'Sotenu Yitzil. So it sounds like, why are you doing the Kol Pesach? Or why are you eating the Kol Pesach? The child's going to be asking, why are you doing this Avodah? And you answer him, this is the Kol Pesach, the Zevach Pesach. So Hashem did for us. And if we did, then he saved us. So, that was the end of the discussion. So Tzitzis says, Pirush Bamiya. This Vamat and Zevach Pesach means, you should do it Bamiya. So what does this mean here? You have to do it with Amir. Well, obviously, it's about Martin. You should do it by Amir. So explaining that thesis, it's not 100% clear, but it's from the Hemshire. It's understood included in the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach is the mitzvah of Amir. It's not like eating of the Korban Pesach is a mitzvah of Amartem, of saying that this is the Zevach Pesach Hashem. This Korban Pesach which we're eating, we have a mitzvah of saying over why it happened. We have a mitzvah to explain why it happened. While we're eating the Korban Pesach, we have a mitzvah to explain why it happened. So that's where the Mishnah got it from, to say that Kol Shalei Onas Shloishah Dvar Ma'alolu Liyasa Deicha Vase Pesach Mishnah Shaneh Ma'am Ma'atim Zevach Pesach. There's a din to say when you eat the Korban Pesach, there's a din to speak out why we're having the Korban Pesach. Not that matzah, not that mor. So Zaisus, v'ifkish matzah mor lePesach. And there's a hekish of matzah to Korban Pesach. So whatever's enough of a Korban Pesach, it's by matzah. And it's by mor, like he says, a matzah zimurim. Yes, no, the matzah mor is connected to the Korban Pesach. So mela, we have a mitzah to speak out. When we're having matzah, why we're having matzah? We're having mor, why we're having mor? So we mean Ami Matzuzu Moise. Therefore, we have to say Matzuzu Moise. And in Jesus, is a mitzvah of simply teaching time, or is a mitzvah of included in the matzah, included in the mor, included in the pesach? What's the mitzvah of staying over? Hilchos simply teaching time. Somebody who doesn't say the mitzvah, the reason for having matzah, he wasn't yetzer sipitzis mitzrayim, or he wasn't yetzer the mitzvah matzah. Taisa sounds like the mitzvah in the matzah, in the mitzvah of the morning, the mitzvah of Pesach, because one of the main rites is a hekesh. If it's a mitzvah sipitzis mitzrayim, I don't need a hekesh. That's sipitzis mitzrayim. We've got a mitzvah to speak out. A hekesh sounds like it's in the mitzvah of matzah. Matzah was hukesh to Pesach. Moir was hukesh to Pesach. There's a mitzvah in the matzah to speak out the mitzvah of why you're eating matzah. Why are you eating moir and why are you eating Pesach? Not even sipitzis mitzrayim. Sipitzis mitzrayim, you eat it by saying over why we left Mitzrayim. Or we went out of Mitzrayim. But not like the Rambam. The Rambam learns to deal in the mitzvah to the same. So it just doesn't learn like that. Perhaps the clearest reason in all this is the Kolboi. The Kolboi wrote to Agola. I went through it a few years. It's very, very good Agola. It's great. It's Rishonim. One of the best Agolas is the Rishonim to go through. So then, in the Kolboi, it's not my Maramokim. My soul brought down. It's nice the Kolboi brings in the Agola. It's a real owner. Call me, you see this is after the psukim. Call me Shaloyama Gimel. Shaloyama. Afal Pisa Yechel Pesach. Umatso. Umore. Even if you ate the Korban Pesach, or you ate the Matso, you know the Mori, the Yotzde Chevosai, filthy Ba'amir or Ba'gona, without speaking out. So he's talking about eating the Korban Pesach. Why are you talking about eating Korban Pesach? I thought it's a mitzvah in, the Rambam told us a mitzvah in Sipri to Yisrael. Says the Kolbe, it's not, the Kolbe is Chalek. Kolbe learns it's not a mitzvah in Sipri to Yisrael. It's a mitzvah in the Korban Pesach. So even if you eat the Korban Pesach, even if you eat the Korban Pesach, you won't be Yisrael, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. You are means Mr. Korban Pesach. That's the cold one. There's other Rishonim as well that seems to learn the same way. But the Mashal I brought out here, his parents is already Drush, but his question already shows us one way. His question, he asks the question, why is it that when you do shake Nesilat Zuluz, there's no mitzvah to explain why we shake Nesilat Zuluz? So made the bracha, shake the Shalom and say, Zuluz, on to the Zuluz. But all of a sudden, when it comes to mitzvah Pesach Matzah, there's a mitzvah to explain why you think Korban Pesach, why you think Matzah, why you think Mor. So why is it different to Nesilat Zuluz? Sitting in the sukkah. Putting on tefillin. Why is this? What's the box? No. How did you learn? Seder. How did you learn? Well, the mitzvah of speaking out is a mitzvah in Sipitzis Nesayim or a mitzvah in the... So what was this question?
Oh.
No, if it's a mitzvah in Sippur, then what's the question? If it's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to speak out. I went to Mitzrayim, and there's Shibud, and there's Pircha, Porich, Avidus Porich, and there's Geula, and there's the Posach, Abote Avishenu. So what's his question? Of course there's a mitzvah. Look, there's no mitzvah in Sippur, here there is. And the boy and the Marshal, he also understood like a cowboy and like Tesis and like other Rishonim that the mitzvah of Sipis is the Shayim does not include warrant that we have to explain the reasons of why we eat matzah and mori. No, that's a mitzvah, that's part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of mori, the mitzvah of Pesach is freed out. And maybe ask the question, what's the difference between this mitzvah and any other mitzvah? There's no mitzvah when you take lulav to explain why you're taking lulav. So why is that mitzvah when you eat matzah to explain why you eat matzah? From his question we understand how he understood the Mishnah. His answer already is Jewish, but from his question we understand how he understood it.
I'm wondering about something. I mean, because I look at this story, right? Kafal from Kafay. It's telling you that what you have to do. Then Kafal, he says, and when your child will ask you, you should tell them this is what you should tell them. So I would think, you know, like the way that the Rama says, you know, it's two separate mitzvahs. One is what you have to do, and there's another mitzvah, like that's how you have to tell them. But if they're going to learn that these second sukkim are actually connected to the first, right?
I got the Levincha, that's something else. There's other sukkim, but I got the Levincha, but you know, Ulay Moy. Yeah, I'm sukkim the other side, but I don't have the other side. I got the Levincha, yeah, here. These sukkim. So there's other sukkim. So it's a Mela. Says Mefurish in the Mashal. What's his question otherwise? Mefurish in the Mashal that he learned that you that this mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Mori is included in the mitzvah of when you eat the matzah you have to explain. You eat the mori. It's part of mitzvah matzah, part of mitzvah mori. There's other Rishonim as well like this. There's a shayla.
You have to do it from the paper at the time. Then you talk about the
size of the trap, yeah. Besides, yeah. Obviously, you can't do both at the same time, but yeah. There's a shayla when it says the words lo yotzei yedei vosri. What does it mean, lo yotzei yedei vosri? Not yet at all, or it's not the ideal way of doing it. How would you translate the words lo yotzei yedei vosri? Mr. Peretz, what would you say? Lo yotzei yedei vosri means at all, or the ideal way of doing it.
That's
all. That's the posip shat. The yotzei chavase posip shat means at all. Now, interesting.
You should say that it's very hard to say that in the matter you ate soup as an ish. One second you ate the whole matter, and you say, no, you're not using your clothes. We didn't talk about the thing, it seems very strange.
Very good. You're saying very good, Rabbana. Now, it's very interesting that the Rishonim that talk about this, and the Rishonim that say, lo yotzei chavase doesn't mean that you're not yotzei at all. It means you're not yotzei al chatchila. And we'll go through the Rishonim. I didn't put them on page. I'll just tell them to you about that. One of them is Ramban. Ramban is talking about by Krishna in Brachas. It says, if you read Krishna, after chatchila, you're not yotzei. What does it mean you're not yotzei? Not yotzei at all? Or you're not yotzei the ideal thing? Or if he brings other guys, like he's speaking. So he brings one example. He says, Kol shalei yoma gimel dvarim eilu v'pesach layotzei deichi vosei. You're not yet, sir. Even that's our apostle, our Mishnah. Veloi, shei tzorech, lachzoi, velechol, pesach, matzo, mori. Not that you have to eat again. It just means, lo yotzei chavasei, but not that you have to eat again, pesach, matzo, mori. So again, the Ramban says, when it says lo yotzei chavasei, it doesn't mean that you're not yet to bechlal. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that you have to eat again, pesach, matzo, mori. No, I have the Ramban now. He learned my Tosfos, he learned my Ramban. So you only have machlokes here. We'll have to pick a mosque first. Explain yourself. Why are you thinking I'm under the Ramban? Again, I'm going to read that Ramban again. I'm going to read the Ramban again and see if everyone agrees with you. It says, Kol shalei yoma gimel dvarim eilu bepesach lo yotzei yedei chavasei. Veloi sheyehei tzorich lachzoi velechoil pesach matzah mori. You don't have to eat again the pesach matzah mori. So you see, when it says lo yotzei yedei chavasei, it doesn't mean that you're not yotzei bechlal. Meat is not the ideal way of doing it. No, is the other of the Rambam or the other of the Seisha?
You know, if it was something that you weren't yoshing the foods, you have to go back and eat it again. Here, it's just meat, you're not yoshing the story. So you can explain the story a little bit more. If you haven't explained the part, you haven't explained the deeper part.
Sorry, Rambam. The Tung's Parker. Exactly the opposite. You know what Tung's Parker means? Exactly the opposite. Other Rabbi. Exactly the opposite. He's coming to prove that the Yoshi de Ravati doesn't mean that you're not yoshing at all. He's trying to prove that you are yoshing, it's just not ideal. She says, you should know, it says that you don't have to eat again Pesach Matzah Mori. But why should I? If I wasn't Yetzer Sipris Yitz Mitzrayim, why should I be eating Pesach Matzah Mori again? And am I, the Ramban said, the Ramban also learned that the din in the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of Pesach, mitzvah Mori. It's just, and therefore you might have thought you have to eat the Pesach again, you might have thought you have to eat the matzah again, or the Mori again. She's in a Yotzeh Ravata, doesn't mean that. So I'm going to read you out one more reason, and see if you cut this. The Ram is on in the Sefer Sukkah. It says, Kol mi shaloyama shloisha dvorim eilu bepesach leyoto yidei chivoto shaloyama shaloykiem mitzvoson kiraui shaloykiem mitzvoson kiraui. Is he all like Tzitzis or he all like the Rambam? Mitzvoson is lost in the Rambam. He hasn't been Mekayan a mitzvah like it should be. Now, interesting. Had the Ramban, we've had the Ram. Both of them learn like Tesis is a din in Matzah, Pesach, Matzah, Mori. All of them go out of their way to say that the Yotzeh Chavotah doesn't mean that you won't use it at all. Because this is like Bernard said beforehand. If the mitzvah is simply a mitzvah, so I can hear you, tell me, if you don't explain it fully, you haven't been yoshing. But if the mitzvah is part of parcel of matzah, so you read the matzah, so maybe you didn't explain the matzah so well, why should that be an yoshing completely? You read the Korban Pesach, so maybe you didn't explain the Korban Pesach so well, so why should it be an yoshing completely? So Mela, these are saying that tell us that when it says Kosel Ayocha, Kosel Ayoma, it's listed by Malalu, the Yotzeh Yivotzai, they learn it's talking to the Matzah, the Mori. It's part of a, it's a sniff in the mitzvah of Matzah or Mori. And Mela, they say, you're Yates of the others. If you look in Arish saying at the back, of Arish, so you have a run. He's the only one on our page that speaks about this. Kol Shalayom HaShlish Yadvam Eidu B'Pesach Layotzeh Shalom. He's on page 50 in the Daf area. Chafei on the base. I'll just read that to you if you don't have any problems. Keloyma Layotzeh Yedei Chavotzeh Kiroi. Aber Layotzeh Yedei Chavotzeh Klal Loi Koma. It doesn't mean you're not yet at all. So again, this is our own same idea. The Ran learns here that when you're beginning a Hayyayimah, it calls for the Yamash Lishad Ramalalu, the Yotzei Chevasai, it means the din in Masha. So you won't Yotzei Kiro, you won't Yotzei properly, but and if the MS, you are Yotzei Sipiti at the time, even without saying the idea of Pesach Masha Moy. Kamavan is Machlikus Yishayim. Machlikus. Rambam versus the Rabbi Shainim, and therefore, Kamavan one has to be Machmir, and make sure to say as part of the Shibbutz is the same. And if you said it over when you had the Shibbutz is the same, then you say it again when you're eating a matzah, because it goes together. So that's the.
After somebody missed it, the woman,
you have to make sure you're the Mishbutz, you have to make sure the women come in to hear it. It's not right either way, but it's.
But everything you say, you have to be
Machmir. But you're not going to have to make sure it's part of the Sipis this time you have to say it.
So how do we know that it's only the Kapilah?
So that's what they're saying. They're saying it cannot be. It can't be a Tzikuma. If the mix is Matzah, because you did want to say that you're a Matzah.
But if what the Torah is saying is that you have to
eat. It must be. Yeah, that's what they're saying. It can't be that if you perform the eating, if the mitzvah is to say over, so if you didn't say all of you, and I ate it, made up, can hear. So if the mitzvah is eating, and it's also mitzvah to say, they're saying mitzvah, it can't be that your whole act of eating was a waste of time.
What if you don't eat? And you're supposed to
leave? Also, I'll tell you, you're eating. I'm going to say this into a model.
Okay, but we go back and
Tell them because you're going to be eating in Javon.
So okay, so why is telling over less important than leaving?
Because the telling over is a sniff, it's a pshat, it's to give reasoning for what you're eating. That's the reason why we're doing. Mali does Zechem.
More safe, cautious, it's
yeah. But I'm not arguing with you saying that you couldn't have said that. Right. The Rishonim say that it's only B'di'evet, it's only Nachatchila, I mean, they happen to be holding that it's a din in Achilles Matra. So therefore they said, you're right, you could argue with the Rishonim, but we have Rishonim say that when the Torah says eating, explanation is an explanation for the mitzvah which you did. So since only a sniff to the mitzvah, it can't be the one used at all. You could have argued on this. Sure. You could have argued and said, no. Since the Torah said you have to explain, if you didn't explain, you weren't used at all. You couldn't argue. But I'm saying the Rishonim that learn this way, they don't know that. But if it's a mitzvah sipper you see the Torah, it's much harder. So that's part of the sipper. Yeah.
How is somebody giving you kindness? You see the chabura of the family eat all the time, and the father buys the meat, sends over a nice portion of the hamkada. Usually one person, as far as I understand, is the one who's saying tetzachzu, all these words.
Sure.
So now we're saying that he has to have in mind to be okay every father that's at the table, that when he's saying these words, and they have that mind that they are being guilty through his statements of Pesach, Matzah, Marah. Shmei Keinah. Whoever has, I mean, sure, God knows this. I don't know if I've ever heard this. I have not heard it, but I'm right. But how many people know that? Halacha. That when they were reciting Pesach, Matzah, Marah, they have to have in mind these other patterns at the table who have
to
determine themselves to say over these words while they eat
Matzah. I mean, there's a bit of Shmei Keinah, right?
The
main thing is the person listening to it has to have in mind. That's the main thing. The person listening to it has to have in mind that he wants to be used to the mitzvah of Sivitis Vishay. And here we're coming up with Matzah Mar as well. That's the main thing. But you're right. Also the person saying over has to have in mind. I know you're going to ask, does everyone hold on this? There's some old, there's the din of Shemekah, and it's just mitzvah sipper. Is that I'm telling over to you, and you're hearing it from me? That's the main of the mitzvah sipper. How many people, when they stay over, say the night, have in mind they were having kavanah to be yosh the mitzvah derisa? So you have a question on these people. You're meant to have a mitzvah. Mitzvah sipper's kavanah. You're meant to have a kavanah when you do a mitzvah. So you do it. That's why a lot of people say the same yichud. A lot of people say the same yichud. So if this is part
of the mitzvah,
very good, very good.
Those who hold that is part of the mitzvah.
Right, you're saying very good. You're saying, come to the Rambam. So first, have in mind at the beginning of that God that he wants to bring kindness to Sifra, but that includes everything. You're saying, according to Thesis and the other Rishonim, that's part of the mitzvah of saying over and eating Matzah Marah. So according to this, we should have in mind that we want to be Mekayim now the idea of saying over.
Just when at that moment, where now for there being one Balabai for saying it,
would have a
kid
to say
it. Okay, here's to tell his child. The reason why we're eating with mother right now,
right?
Because of this, right?
Right.
So, but he's not doing it.
He's being nice to his Shemekah in it, yeah. Good point. Yeah, the commentators making very good nachkimin. The commentators and Rishonim right back, Holboy and Mashal and others come to them. Then when you say Pesach not tomorrow, you should be really thinking that with this I want to be Mekayim my inyan of Achilas Matzah, right? By saying it according to the Rambam, part of the Sifrit is the same. Part of the Sifrit is the same. But the Yotzei Chavotai, that's what we wanted to come out. The Yotzei Chavotai, the Machlikas, we've seen him what the word Chavotai means. Does it mean Sifrit and the Rambam, or does it mean Kiyo Mitzvah Pesach Matzmoy like everyone else? So the other question which we left off today, and I'll let you work on it, is why do we say that the reason why we eat matzah is because they didn't have enough time for it to rise, because they were already kicked out of Mitzrayim. Anyway, they wouldn't have been able to let it rise, because it's the chomet on the first day of Pesach. So anyway, they weren't allowed to let it rise. So what's chat in the Apostle? What's chat in our God, that we say? That is the castle of the Ran. You step up the Ran. The Ran answers it. The Ran's at the back, page coffee on the page. And then, as I said yesterday, We learn through to the end of the Amud, and then we have to finish off the second half of the Mishnah. Save up.